Mr. Conditional Clause. On an April Monday morning, the anniversary of the day the Branch Davidians were killed in Texas oh so many years ago, and also, if anybody remembers, the Oklahoma City bombing. That was today. A lovely week is in store.
So I'm happy.
Yes.
Okay. Hello. For all you lovely listeners here on April 19th, this is Mr. Conditional Clause, bringing another happy, happy day to you all. Today is April 19th, and oh so many years ago, I met this individual. Anonymity is set forth upon the name, but he lived in California oh so many years ago. I met him in Denver and recently again, and I wanted to ask him some questions of his life. Just a life, a picturesque day into somebody's upbringing. The question, though, I posed was related to their cultural upbringing. Their name is Sam Beckett. I asked them, growing up, did you notice gangs as a prevalent part of life upon the reservation?
When I was young, around 5, there wasn't any gangs. There were mainly just friends and people that hung out together, and as I got older, growing up in 45, Arizona, I noticed that I think it was in high school that it really started. People started forming the first ever gang on the Navajo Reservation, and it was mainly people that I knew personally from when I was a little kid, and it was weird seeing people like dying all the time for them. Or
the aliens are coming! The aliens are coming! This is just a recording.
Joining or not joining, or I think it was mostly based on a person that had moved to Chicago when he was young, and then he came back to Fort Defiance, Winter Rock area, and he brought all the ideas of gang formation with him, and when he came back, I guess all the friends that were in their one little clique, they actually decided to form a gang, and I think off that one gang, there were just so many others that formed around it in response or retaliation, but I think that the main reason that those gangs, or the first gang that formed, was because to consolidate drug power, because there were just so many dealers in the system that they actually decided to stop the competition with the power of the gang. So if people were selling without the gang knowing, they would like go after them and do stuff to their family or just retaliate for them taking away money or not like thinking of them as a authority figure in a sense. So I mean now after this person moved to the person that brought the knowledge of the gangs back from the city to the Winter Rock Fort Defiance area, after he moved outside of the reservation, they had made more contacts with people in bigger cities that they decided that they were going to integrate, like other gangs, city gangs that were national, to give them more power and prestige and get higher quality drugs or get different types of people running the drugs to this the reservation, because before, when it had started expanding, I think it was in the early to mid-90s, it was just expanding and I don't know. I had heard from one of my teachers in, I think it was history class. He said that the Navajo Nation police couldn't hold any, I guess, non-native people in cells or anything if they caught them on the reservation.
Sorry, the telephone connection had been briefly interrupted by those infernal aliens. What to do? They're always probing people, listening to the transmissions. Why don't they just leave us alone? It's not like we're their ants to watch. Why, oh why, must they?
When I was young.
To get drugs upon the reservation? Again, they varied. I don't know. I've never gotten any before on their res, but it looks like it's everywhere. Yes, it is not hard to find someone who has it, or knows someone who distributes it. Another question given was, what are your ideas of gangs? Are they good? Are they bad? Bad. At any time, if a guy's thinking they're tough because of the number of people behind them, they are cowards. The only purpose gangs have is using up tax money that can be allocated to a project of at-risk teens. They are a bad influence because they don't advocate anything positive or productive, and is usually destructive, never constructive. Do you have any ideas on what could deter gangs from forming, or other outlets? Clubs would work. Community leadership, progress for youth, education, and more at-home parenting to reach students, to teach students how to respect property and people. Now for the audience listening, if you'd like to call in, our number is 555-1212. Again, that's area code 405-555-1212. Operators are standing by. As for the audience at hand, we've got some questions for them. What are your ideas on gangs?
Gangs. I think gangs stem out of our culture's lack of male ritual. I think there's we've lost a collective a sense of community within male culture in the West since we've become more everyone's supposed to be so independent, and I think that it's kind of a reaction to that, like to have some kind of common connection with other males. And I don't think it's necessarily positive, but I think that's possibly maybe on like a esoteric level where it stems. Well, I think rich white kids have even a less connection with a male community than possibly even poor kids. So what? Well, I think. Well, I mean, I think rich white kids are in gangs, you know, sometimes. I think there's at least been more of it lately, and I think that that probably stems from like the media's kind of you know, they're falling into like this fantasy of what a gang might be, and they're trying to you know, riff off of this idealized version of what a gangster is.
If gangs are centralized around drugs, among other things, then rich kids can get their drugs more easily to do it. But I'm not saying that they are doing anything more constructive with their free time.
I'm not. What gang am I in? The what? I was gonna say that it depends on where you grow up, I suppose. In my neighborhood, I lived in a Detroit suburb, and the richest kid in our neighborhood was in a gang, and now he's, you know, in prison, which I find funny because he used to beat me up in the neighborhood. So now I laugh at him, and my sister runs into him all the time at the pharmacy. He's not in prison anymore. He's in a halfway house. He was in prison, and yeah, it's really very amusing how lives diverge. But I guess it depends on where you grow up. I lived in this tiny town outside of Detroit when there was really, it was middle class town, and so the gangs were more like wannabe gangs, I suppose, in our neighborhood. So I don't know what it's like there now. I haven't been there in years, but yeah. Anyway, so he was the only gang member I knew of. Well, no, he came from Detroit. I came from near Romulus. But the funny thing was is I went ended up going to school 50 miles away in some really rich ass neighborhood, and they knew of this kid, and they asked me if I knew who he was. I'm like, yeah, he's a bastard. But yeah, I revel in the fact that now he's a loser. It's my only consolation for getting the crap beat out of me every day in school. But
so gangs are everywhere. For the international feel, we ask someone who's not from the United States, who shall remain nameless, what are your ideas upon gangs?
Games? What kind of game? Games? I have no idea. I saw some, but I'm not quite sure the agains. Because it's very complicated. They have their own, like, I don't know, it's like a subculture, you know. They have their own, like, structure and hierarchy within them. I think I will never know the details. Like, it's really hard. I live in a very different, like, I don't know, world with them, I think.
So they're not more in your base, they're more behind the scenes?
It depends on where you go, right? If you go to a certain part of the town, you see them everywhere. I don't know.
Interesting. Did anyone else have anything to add to this? Oh, we have someone in the back. Hold up while I get the microphone to you. Okay. And, okay, Biss, here you are. You have a question?
I do. You manage that crowd really well, I might say. It looks like you've had practice doing that. But I grew up with a lot of kind of gangsters and a lot of gangster friends, and I always thought it was funny because they were always like the scariest, most intimidating people, but they all had gang names like Bubbles and Bugsy and like Snowflake. I was just like, I don't get it. Why do you pick these like ultra sissy names as your gangster names? That was my observation.
Yeah, I knew someone whose gang name was Smiley. That's probably a common one, though. Back to Sam Beckett. After seeing him in Colorado once more, I asked, "What do you think of the current state of drugs upon the reservation?"
I feel partly responsible because especially where like math is involved. I think it was because some of the ideas that sprouted from that and the people that I was not a gang member myself, but I hung out with them and knew them from when we were little kids, and I was actually an addict myself for a while before most of them had really gotten into it, and all my friends were like non-native people, and I hung out with them, and you know, they were drug dealers and addicts and whatnot in the city. When friends of mine came into town, moved into town, they were like, "Oh, let's go do something." And I'm like, "Okay." Hanging out with my friends and, you know, just being the, I guess, sort of catalyst of them to start meeting each other and kind of like they see my friends who were drug dealers on the reservation but never had really gotten into any serious drugs, but they were gang members. I see them for the first time doing meth, and I guess I kind of feel partly responsible because it was me. I was the addict, and I just couldn't see all that at the moment, and they knew after the very first time that they tried the drug that it was so addictive that they came in contact with these people that knew how to make meth or were very good at like what type of drugs they had access to. I guess seeing a lot of my friends been in prison and murdering each other and everything, and a couple of them were actually on meth, and I don't know, it's a lot to digest, I think.
That was Sam Beckett once more. There's more to that interview, but some of it does get a bit sad. Don't want to ruin our day. Change this up a bit. who's up for a bit of role playing? We've got
two.
We've got two microphones here, and an audience of thousands. Yeah! So, we've got a boy down in the front. We'll give him a microphone. And what is that? It is Bethany. Has anyone ever heard of Bethany? She plays in this outrageous group called ABC. Who here's heard of ABC?
Yay.
Let's see if we can get her to give us an interview or participate.
Are we forming a gang? Us to give you colors?
Hurry, girl. I keep seeing car lights and thinking it's Eddie's car.
Oh no! The aliens are back! Sorry, that little kid just ran off. He shouldn't have been in here. He was under 18. And there's an age limit. And a height limit. And we had to escort him out of the building. So we're gonna play a little role. You can be missed. Hurry, girl! I keep seeing car lights and thinking it's Eddie's car!
I know, me too. I just got to grab all my good clothes and stuff I'm gonna go need later.
Okay, don't forget those blankets just in case we have to sleep in your car again.
Oh, yeah. This is all I have.
I can't wait to get out of this town and be gone from Eddie's crew to start a new life, the kind of life our mothers wanted us to live.
Yeah, me too. I just want to leave this all behind. Never look back.
Exactly. Never having someone to tell us what to do anymore. No more living in fear every day.
Yep. Can you take this stuff to the car while I grab all our money?
Who is it? Is it Eddie?
No, it's Murph's car!
Did he see you put the bags and stuff in the trunk?
No, I don't think so. I shut the trunk before he turned the corner.
Oh, good. I wonder what he wants.
I don't know. Should we run out the back?
Yeah, both of them are here. Girls look at each other. Height, late. What the hell are you chickenheads doing here? Eddie is about to send the whole crew to find your asses.
Really?
Eddie has been calling you for hours now. Where's your phone?
Shit. I don't know where it is. I thought it was here in my pocket. Jazz, have you seen it? No. I think maybe it's in the car. Oh, yeah. It's in my back seat. Why is he calling? We said we were going to be right back.
He is pretty lit up about you, saying you was gonna leave, never come back.
What? Where did he hear that from?
A bird. Who cares? Where are you going? I saw Jazz put bags in your trunk.
Oh, laundry day tomorrow.
What? Never grab your jackets. We are going to Eddie's right now.
Okay, we'll meet you there.
No, we take my car. Eddie said to pick you guys up.
We can drive ourselves, we grown up, Murph.
Hey, he told me to do what he says, so I'm gonna do it.
What's he want?
None of my business. Now let's get going, grab your jackets and a bag.
Fine. Packs clothes that she never wanted to wear again, grabs a jacket from the closet Jazz already has hers on. Murphy goes out the door, walks to his car, and Jazz and Mist are locking the door, whispering.
What do we do? You know Murph is going to tell Eddie about the bags in the car.
Laundry day, okay? Calm down. Just play it cool. Saying we were going to do our laundry.
You gonna grab your phone?
No, it's in my bag in the trunk.
Oh.
Hey, Frankie, what's good?
Oh, it's all good, Jay. Just watching for you dummies.
Dummies, whatever, Frankie. You're no Batman standing out here.
Forget Batman. I'm King Kong.
Jazz walks in. Murphy walks in. They both go to the living room. Then Jazz walks in again.
Sup, Frankie? Where's Eddie at?
Where he always is. His lounge. Why you gotta be making him crazy all the time, Mist?
'Cause he's crazy. Now get out of my way. Mist opens the door to his lounge and glances at Eddie with a sad look. Sup, Ed? Why you tripping and dragging us here?
So why are you trying to leave town? You know you can't just up and leave. You in this crew for life.
I wasn't. I wanted to see some old friends, maybe do other stuff besides set traps.
With your bags and Jazz's bags?
Just bags. It's our laundry day tomorrow. Why is everyone thinking we're leaving town?
You must think I'm a damn fool, Mist.
I told you what's up. It's not my fault you don't believe me. Some bird got you tripping on lies.
Well, my birds don't lie, especially to me.
Well, I'm not lying. Think what you want. We are here in your house, and I'm 5 feet in front of you, not skipping out of town.
Mm-hmm.
You know I'm your number one.
Yeah. I know. I trust you. I have to. You're my girl. And my clients see a trust in you that's why you're my number one. I need someone pure, just like you.
Nothing pure about me since 7th grade, Eddie. Since I joined your crew. And since then, I'm dying inside every second I trap these people.
Why you gotta be calling them traps? You know I hate that.
Well, once you get them to buy, they come back for more and more until you get every penny they have or until you have them trapped in your game.
It's their own damn faults. If they were smart, they wouldn't be doing drugs.
Yeah, and if they were smart, you'd be out of business.
Ha 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 ha. Come give me a hug.
Ha ha ha.
Sorry, baby girl. Sorry, baby girl. I knew that bird just wanted to start trouble.
That's okay.
It gets quiet again for a few seconds. So if you weren't going to leave, where exactly were you headed?
Just into town. I didn't have my phone to know exactly where because I left it in my car when I thought it was in my pocket the whole time.
So that's why you didn't answer my calls? You know I hate when no one answers their phone.
I know. It won't happen again.
Better not. Or else.
Or else what?
I'm going to go have Murph go where you go 24/7.
Ugh, whatever. I can't leave this place. It's my life.
Good, because if I can't have you, no one will. Now, you and Jazz go upstairs and change. We're going to go party tonight.
Miss nods yes, goes out the door, and waves at Jazz from the door. Jazz and Miss get their bags out of the trunk and whisper to each other.
What did he say? Is he gonna scratch us out?
No, I just told him we was gonna meet some old friends, but I didn't have my phone to make arrangements.
All done. Good thing you're his favorite girl or wish to be dead.
Whatever. I'm only his until he gets some way. Until I get some way out of here, somehow. I ain't gonna be nobody's ever again. The aliens have left, and only silence remains.